building. Y'all make some noise.
Yeah. Hey, man, what's good?
You had a show last night, right?
Yeah, I had a show and an after party.
What? Everybody, hey, did he you got all your fans in here. Hey, did he, they've been here since 6 o'clock this morning.
6 o'clock?
Did he turn it out last night? Yeah. Y'all don't say, y'all got to scream. Did he turn it out?
Well, we are so glad you cut your evening short to stop by here with us this morning.
Coming ahead to y'all family.
Did you say cut his evening short?
Yeah, that's what they say sometimes, yeah.
You still
partying from last night.
You ain't had no sleep?
No sleep.
You ain't been asleep since last night?
I couldn't go to sleep. If I would have went to sleep, I wouldn't been here.
Now, so you're going to drop off around about noon. You're going to sleep from noon.
As soon as I get off the air, I'm going to sleep.
Dedicated to the trade. You got to love it.
So it has just been consistently just up. When did it hit you that, like, man, I'm doing it. I'm famous. People, I can't really walk through the mall and Walmart no more.
It really never hit me. I pretty much growed into it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you grow into something, you can take it on good.
Gotcha.
And you seem to be a guy who's handling success extremely well.
Yeah. I feel like I was born for this. You know what I'm saying? It just took time to get here.
Because there's a lot of people within your camp that have put in more time than you have, but they haven't gotten that strike, that explosion as fast as you. Is it hard, you know, maintaining like friendships like that? You know, like when you got people that maybe are looking at you at the side of their eyes like, man, this dude just kind of came out of nowhere.
Hey, nah. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you got to take the good with the bad, bad with the good, and just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? You know what your purpose is here for, what your purpose is. So you just got to be productive and make sure you just keep family first and just stay home. Humble and do what you're supposed to do. And I feel like I'm supposed to make music. You know what I'm saying? I love making music, so I do it every day.
Right. So you're going to leave them shades here with you when you do
it? Hey, man, these some fly shades.
Ooh, I know. Like, looking at them, I don't too. Even know what I the lenses are shaped like. Is that an octagon? It's like,
yes.
Hey, man, it's like six different.
I'm trying to see
what kind of shades I'm. What?
I've seen those. You know what I'm saying?
You just being honest.
just being honest. Style alert. You ain't dropping no name brands on them.
Style alert.
Well, let me be talking to Future. And let me just say, on behalf of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show and your fans, we thank you, and I'm gonna say Sierra, so much for being just open and honest about y'all's relationship.
Yeah.
Like, on behalf, we really appreciate that, because sometimes there's a part of fans that feel like we need to know everything. Then there's that private side too. But what you've given us is great. So I'm gonna be like auntie now, because the first thing you date, then you say when you gonna get married, then you ask when you gonna have babies, or if babies are on the way. What we looking like on that family thing?
Did you say all that? Just sneak that in.
Okay, baby, she did that. She Trojan horsed it real well.
That's how a good journalist does.
Good job. Thank you.
Everything going as planned.
Okay, great.
Everything going well.
Awesome.
Well, Future, what I like about it, I mean, the acknowledgement.
You ain't Ricky over
you want to be an honest. You want to be an honest.
I ain't going to go in.
Because he want to say something.
He like, I got you.
Sierra, I better not say a damn thing, honey. But what I like about it, I'm glad that you just, y'all acknowledging one another. Because, you know, most celebrities don't acknowledge the love when they
don't
date
even
one.
Acknowledge.
Don't even acknowledge. They're like, are you an up-susu date? Uh-uh. But I'm like, why you not acknowledging?
We're just friends.
You're going to find out anyway, you know.
Exactly. So just, well, I'm just using that as a word, because, Ricky, you don't acknowledge nobody. But
they're probably not 100% happy.
Huh?
They probably not 100% sure.
Exactly. Well, you and Sierra look good together. You're pretty. She pretty. Y'all just look good together.
Girl, thank you.
Handsome.
What is that one thing? One thing that makes her special. What is that one thing that's like, you know what? She's the one. What's different about her?
Smell good all the time.
Man, her personality.
Really? Friendly, like.
Yeah, her personality. Even with just being at the concert yesterday. You know what I mean? I had my kids. I had my kids' mom, and she just catered to everybody. Just showing everybody that hospitality. You know what I mean? You can't get a girl that get along with your kids' mom, and get along with your mom, and just can just mingle with your whole family, bring everybody together, and just want that to happen. Sometimes they want to bring everybody apart or split everybody apart. But she the type of person, she want everybody in the same room. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's good. Love,
so it's good.
That's a woman.
Yeah, that's a real woman.
Yeah, that's the difference between the girl
you,
and
man,
the
you
woman.
You call the kids, you check up on them, and you bring them over and want to spend time with them, want to be around them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you already have kids, before you're in a relationship, a girl that just like despise your kids, you know what I mean? They don't even want them around. They feel like they just
a close
though
when you
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, they jealous of your kids. You know what I mean? She never showed that trait.
Right.
And well, that's good.
Wow.
Now, hip hop is such a competitive thing. You know what I'm saying? And one of the hardest things, it seems like, you know, in the culture, is for people to say, I'm sorry, or my bad, you know, that got misconstrued. Now, the media was blowing up this thing between you and Drake, and it seemingly you guys ironed it out because you guys are back on tour together.
Yeah.
How did that start, and what did they twist to where it made it seem where it wasn't?
Nah, man, it was just basically a rumor. You know what I mean? It was just something that took out of context. You know, I never meant to say anything, or I would never say anything. It's just take away from anybody else, you know what I mean? Like, I was going on tour with him. You know, he headlining the tour. What I could take away from him, he headlined. Like, I'm opening an act, you know what I mean? I got to be, I'm in a humbling position.
Right.
Hey, wow. So, you know, I hadn't been, like I told you before, the last time he was here, that was the first time I had been to a concert in years. Man. Please tell me that you killed it again last night when you hit that damn same damn time. Was it?
Every time the reaction when we play same damn time, man, is
that's like my
favorite. Trying to bring the building down.
Man, we was at birthday bash, man. Future started singing that damn same time. Everybody was so damn crunk. I think that was the highest moment of the whole concert that particular night. Man, I was crunk as hell.
It's motivational, too, because it's a song about multitasking.
Exactly.
Because you're cooking dope and on the phone at the same damn time.
Yeah, yeah. You messing with the keys right now. You talking at the same time. And so,
boy, hey, when you were saying that, boy, me and my frat brother, Shimmy, got in the All-Star getting ready to set out of Hobbin. The police had to come get us, man. You had us crunk. You almost got us put in jail that night.
You went back.
Went back, dog.
You went back to college.
Here we go, y'all. We're going to be talking in the future. If you want to talk, you can call 866-9-RICKY.